Thank you for calling Great Apes CBD. This is Mike. And may I have your zip code to pull up your account?
Hi, my name is Grace. I'm calling from Capital One Credit Cards on a recorded line. And with me, I have Nancy Tyrone. And bear with me just a minute. Mr. Tyrone, can you give her your zip code, please?
07013.
First and last name?
Nancy Tyrone, T-I-R-O-N-E.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
900 Valley Road, Unit F4, Clifton, New Jersey.
Okay. So I have an account pulled up here for the 600 milligram gummies monthly. How may I help you today?
So she ordered it one time, and she didn't want a recurring. So what she'd like is there are two, there, she had three altogether charges. She would like to send the last two back and would like an RMA label and a refund on both of those and cancel the recurring.
Give me 1 second. Let me see if that option is available. This is not a one-time offer that she signed up for. This is an offer for every month, not one time. That's why she's being billed.
Right, that she was unaware of that.
Well, that's why you have to read the terms and conditions.
We understand that.
Okay. So give me 1 second. Let me see if they're allowing you to be able to return this and issue RMA. So let's see. Okay, yes. It looks like here it said I can issue her an RMA. She can send the products back that she does not want. Once we receive them back into our fulfillment center, then we will issue her a refund. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can issue that for her.
Excellent.
1 second.
Now, will she get a separate RMA label for each one or one for both products?
No, she's just going to put that number in both products when she's in the back.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, let me make sure things cancel first.
Hello?
Yes, we're still here with you.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Thank you. Just a few. Okay. So the RMA number that she's going to need to send this back is going to be uppercase E as in elephant.
Oh, wait. I'm driving.
That's okay. I have it.
They can take it down for you. All right. It's going to be uppercase E as in elephant.
Uh-huh.
D as in dog. 176. The letter F as in Frank. The number 3. The letter C as in cat. The letter C as in Charlie. The number 1. The letter A as in apple. And the number 9.
Let me just
repeat that.
Yeah, I'm going to repeat that back. So it's going to be E as in elephant, D as in David, 176, F as in Frank, 3, K as in kilo, C as in Charlie, 1, A as in apple, 9.
Yes, that is correct.
I think there were 2 C's.
No, she actually said, yeah, she actually was it 3K or 3C?
It's 3C, 2Cs. C as in Charlie, C as in cat.
Okay, that's what I thought at first, but then, yeah, okay.
No, it's all right. Fine.
All righty. So now what she should do is put these in a box. And can you email the instructions with this RMA number as well? No. Okay.
No, we just give it to you. It's listed here and it's everything is recorded.
Okay. So she needs to put this on the outside of the box?
It doesn't matter. As long as it's on there, she can do outside, inside. As long as when they receive it, they see that we gave her permission to send it back for a refund.
Okay. And what address is she sending it to?
Whatever address is showing where she got the product from. Does she have that?
The PO box.
The post office box.
Yes, that's where you're going to send it back to.
Okay. All righty. And then you'll process that refund when you get the product.
Yes, whenever they receive it to the fulfillment center, what they do is they alert us that they've received it. It'll show up on her account that it's been received. And then the people in our department will go ahead and give her that refund.
Okay.
And she has to call to check on it, though. Just tell her to call because we don't know how long it's going to take because sometimes the mail is backed up. So just whenever she wants to, she can just call in and check to see if we received it.
Okay. But yeah, give it about 2 weeks.
I would say give it a week.
No, what she did was cancel your account, so you're not going to be getting any more products, so you won't get any more charges.
Oh, good.
Now, can you send an email of confirmation of cancellation?
Yeah, she should get that as well. Just tell her to wait to give it time to generate if it's on her inbox, check or spam.
Okay, all righty. Mm-hmm. And then, Ms. Tyrone, did you have any other questions while we have her on the line?
Well, does she have my email address?
Yes, it's whatever you signed up with, QUARRYF4@AOL.com.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So, I have, I'm not quite sure exactly what I'm supposed to do right now.
I'll go over it with you.
Okay. All right, good.
Not a problem. So, stay on the line with me. All right. Do you have any other questions for her?
Not at the moment, I don't.
Okay. No problem. We appreciate all of your help. Thank you so much.
All right, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.